whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Can't get enough of those guys. The old school sports talk radio show. What would they say about, let's say this, about Deebo Samuel?
Deebo's under contract. And, yeah.
Expect him back.
Yeah. A good player and has done a ton for this organization. You know, we're not in the business of letting good players out of here. So, yeah.
To me, that sounds like Lynch is leaving a full line open on Deebo Samuel. Sure, they would love to have him here under his last year of contract. But the businessman in John Lynch and the businessman in Parag Marate and the businessman in Kyle Shanahan knowing that, you know what, Ricky Pearsall did come on at the tail end of the season. Juwan Jennings is a player. We love Juwan Jennings. He's everything we want in a football player. You know, kind of what Juwan Jennings in a way kind of reminds me of Joe Giravicius from Penn State.
What
and maybe
a name.
Maybe John Lynch sees that in Juwan Jennings, a guy who will run block, who's tenacious and will break a long play despite being slow as hell because he's a physical player. Maybe he's something like that. I don't know. I'm just throwing a name out there. Maybe that's why John Lynch loves him. But Deebo Samuel, if I said, Shasky, make a bet, yes or no, on Deebo being back with the 49ers.
I think today I'd say yes, but I want to see how this offseason goes.
Yeah, I think they're going to field calls on Deebo once again, knowing that it's his last year, knowing that they are probably not going to be in a rush to try to extend him when Deebo will probably want an extension, knowing how this year ended, maybe having a fresh start, knowing what they want in terms of taking the top off the defense and knowing that Brandon Ayuk's going to come back. That didn't sound very convincing to me that John Lynch, you know, at the podium said, yeah, we want Deebo back. He's under contract.
Can Deebo stay on this roster and not be a primary focus every couple of weeks?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think so. We saw the tweet this past season where he's looking at his social media and he said, yeah, I'm not washed. I'm just not getting the ball. Mm. And then the next week on Thursday Night Football, you drop a quick slant for a touchdown and you go through a 5-week stretch in which you have 101 yards receiving. So that to me didn't sound convincing on the Deebo front.
See, like, I just wonder if Shanahan can have him on the team and Deebo could play on the team and him not be a primary focus every couple weeks, because that's just how they've always operated.
Yeah.
And you kind of got to feed him, you know, like there's a way that he needs to be utilized. And so I don't know, man. But the other part of this is that his cap number is not that bad.
It's not bad.
You know, it's not that bad. I just wonder, like, if a guy in free agency, like a guard, becomes available, they want to overspend for, now does he become a guy that, like, yeah, we'd like to have him, but it's a luxury to have him at that price point, and we need that extra, let's just say, $5 million, $6 million. And by releasing him, trading him, moving him, we get a little relief to be able to afford a guard.
Right.
Like that's where I would say it gets a little tricky.
I know you don't save much if you trade Deebo
Samuel.
No, it's
not a big save.
What is it, $4 to $5 million?
Yeah. Not much.
So it's not much at all. And he does mean something with this team. However, I don't think he's going to hold out this last year of a deal. If he did, oh my gosh. Could you imagine Deebo Samuel holding out after the season he just had? That would be insane. But I do wonder, like, if they would just take the hit, saying that we know we're not going to save much, but it's time to move on. It's time to start the process now, knowing that maybe we could get a pick for this upcoming draft to maybe replace a Deebo Samuel or a Deebo Samuel type.
There's, like, you know, the way we talk about Draymond Green, like, as long as Draymond's on the roster, it's going to be very difficult to do offensively what they want to do.
Right.
And I do believe that, and I'll buy this, having Deebo on the team, you're almost forced to bending into trying to acquiesce to him at times because of his personality and because of his relationship to Kyle.
Because
they're clearly buddies.
They're tight.
And maybe there's something to be said for you kind of just got to move off so that Kyle resists the urge to create many game plans suited to him at the expense of the other playmakers.
Yeah, Chris McCaffrey.
Pearsall, Jennings, Ayuk,
Kittle. Yep.
Yeah, you know, whoever it might be. He's a good player, but, like, I think by subtracting him, do you actually make it easier to run your offense?
I do, especially if you want to reinvent the passing game, right? Or if you want to modernize your passing game. Can you modernize and upgrade your passing game with a guy like Deebo Samuel.
I don't think he can.
You know, if you want to throw the ball,
it just makes it. I feel like I'm being so totality. Like, oh no, he's just not good.
No, you're not saying that.
Right system, but I think when you add up the pros and cons to what you're saying about like the passing game evolving, yeah, you might be better off like saying goodbye. Like I'm more intrigued on what Ricky Pearsall and Jacob Cowan and whoever else they bring in could possibly be, as opposed to trying to see if you can salvage the last year of a deal of Deebo. Right.
Yeah,
if I was weighing the two,
I wonder if they want to just tweak some things in the pass game. Can you do it with Deebo Samuel on this roster, knowing that he's limited in terms of his route running? But what did you make that? It sounded like in terms of the Deebo stuff that they weren't convincing. Like John Lynch didn't convince me that Deebo's going to be back. I want to see how the offseason plays out. I'm with you here. I want to see if they do feel calls for Deebo Samuel, because they did last year out of nowhere. And I thought Deebo's coming off a pretty damn good year. And they took calls on Deebo Samuel before the draft and during the draft. And Deebo even acknowledged that, yeah, we're aware of what's going on here.